Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. Rural communities across the state were recently awarded federal dollars for infrastructure projects. State Representative Mike Karakoff of Kokomo said these funds will help locals move forward on projects to improve the quality of life for residents.
More than $10 million in federal grant funds was awarded to 19 rural communities throughout the Community Development Block Grant Program. Funds are distributed to rural communities through the program to assist local governments with projects like improving infrastructure, revitalizing communities, and long-term development efforts.
Karakoff said funds provided through the program will be invested in blight clearance, public facilities, stormwater improvements, wastewater and drinking water upgrades, and Main Street revitalization.
In my area, Greentown was able to receive $600,000 to make improvements to its stormwater system. This is their third grant to make utility updates. Greentown officials have worked hard to identify a number of drainage issues in the town's stormwater system, and this project will have positive, lasting effects for years to come.
Local units of government can apply for the second round of Community Development Block Grants through Friday, October 5th. For more information and to apply, visit www.in.gov/OCRA. In other news, the Indiana National Guard's Camp Atterbury Training Base in central Indiana invites the public to its upcoming annual Community Day from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on September 8th. Representative Chris May of Bedford says this is a unique opportunity for Hoosiers to learn more about the facility.
The Camp Atterbury Community Day is a great opportunity for people of all ages to visit the training facility and see what takes place on the grounds. The base has a long history in Indiana, opening in 1942 to prepare American military personnel and civilians for service. The 35,000-acre installation is located within Johnson, Bartholomew, and Brown counties near Edinburgh.
The event features a military display area, community information, live music, historical displays, a live fire demonstration, and tours of Camp Atterbury.
The base supports active duty and reserve component training, as well as other local, state, and federal training. Regional National Guard and U.S. Army Reserve units, U.S. Army North, U.S. Northern Command, the Joint Staff, and other military and civilian organizations also use Atterbury's facilities.
This year's festivities will include a 5K suicide awareness run, walk, bike event. Adults will be required to present valid photo identification to enter Camp Atterbury. For more information, visit www.atterburymuscatatuck.in.ng.mil. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.